Pakistan has made considerable progress in meeting the structural benchmarks under the IMF's Extended Fund Facility, EFF, such as the approval of the National Fiscal Pact to enhance fiscal coordination, harmonization of provincial agricultural income tax laws with federal tax laws, publication of PSDP project criteria and progress reports, and the non-provision of tax amnesties. However, some benchmarks, particularly those in the energy sector, may not prove as sustainable as projected. One such case is the elimination of captive power from the gas sector. While aimed at reducing the 2,083 billion rupees circular debt in the gas sector, this benchmark could potentially harm the industry by causing a $3 billion loss in exports, as reported by Socioeconomic Insights and Analysis, SIA. With an already struggling industrial base, this policy could further damage the sector, which serves as the backbone of Pakistan's economy. Secondly, the reliability of such a policy is also questionable. Without ensuring uninterrupted energy supply for the industry, the losses could be multifold. The textile industry alone could face a 24% revenue loss, Yasmin et al., 2022. These kinds of experiments could prove troublesome for the industrial sector. Even though some benchmarks, including the one discussed above, might not be industry-friendly, if meeting the benchmarks were a sign of a healthy economy, there should have been visible signs of growth. However, despite compliance with most of the IMF's structural benchmarks and a positive signal from the IMF staff regarding Pakistan's economic stability and recovery, the economy doesn't reflect any meaningful signs of growth. This disconnect between the reform program and actual economic recovery is stark, and is evident when we analyze the performance of the large-scale manufacturing, LSM, sector, which showed a 1.7% decline on a year-on-year basis. This can challenge the perception that meeting structural benchmarks alone can restore growth momentum. In its recent World Economic Outlook report, the IMF revised Pakistan's growth projection downward from 3% to 2.6%. While global growth slowdown has been significantly attributed to external shocks, including the protectionist trade measures introduced by the Trump administration, Pakistan's deeply rooted domestic structural issues cannot be ignored. The country's export base remains narrowly concentrated in low-value sectors, which are further expected to plummet due to tariffs, and considering that the U.S. is Pakistan's major export destination, initial tariffs of 29%, which are currently at 90 days pause, may cause an export loss of $564 million in fiscal year 2025-26. This makes the country vulnerable to external shocks and limits its growth potential. These external shocks, coupled with domestic constraints such as weak private sector confidence and underinvestment, continue to weigh heavily on economic recovery.